In the background, we have the sounds of the Hot 8 Brass Band. They're carrying on the tradition of Louis Armstrong.
Yes, indeed.
And you're listening to it right here, live on WWOZ FM New Orleans.
We'll be right back.
Give it up for the Hot Eight Brass Band, y'all. Oh, you having a good time? We want to let y'all know one time, y'all can check us out on the web, y'all, at www.hot8brassband.com. That's the number 8.com, y'all. Log on to the website, visit the chat room, check us out.
Come on. Howdy, y'all. Yeah. Check this out, y'all. Tomorrow night, we will be giving a benefit at Club Patio 79 to benefit our band member, Mr. Joseph Williams, y'all. He was murdered last year on August the 3rd by the New Orleans Police Department, y'all. We want everybody to come out tomorrow night and support us at the Patio 79. Special guest brass band, the Hot 8 brass band, the Rebirth brass band, the Stooges brass band. Come out and have a good time. It's $8 cost at the door, y'all. 7979 Earhart tomorrow night. We'll be right back.
Just
Come on. Just.
Listening to the sounds of the Hot 8 Brass Band right here live from the 5th Annual Satchmo Summerfest. We are coming to you from the corner of Esplanade and Decatur, located right next to the U.S. Mint. And the Hot 8 Brass Band was a combination of both the Looney Tunes and the High Steppers Band that formed in 1995. Right now they are Benny Pete on tuba, Jerome Fournay on trombone, Raymond Williams on the trumpet, General Shavers on snare drum, Harry Cook on the bass drum, Keith Wolfe on the trombone, Cliff Stewart on the saxophone, Alvarez Huntley on the trumpet, Jerome Jones on the trombone, and Terrell Batiste on the trumpet. And of course, you hear a lot of trumpets in that sound, and it's kind of like a dedication to Louis Armstrong, back to the New Orleans roots music that Louis helped, you know, kind of cultivate and, you know, put forth through his solos, his blues, and his experiences around here in the New Orleans area. Lisa, we are going back to the sounds of the Hot 8 Brass Band. You are listening to it right here live on WWOZ FM New Orleans.
Like this. Put your hands together like this. I like this. Come on! Yeah. Yeah. Come on!
Dog, I miss my homie. day.
How many of y'all got somebody that y'all missing?
Since it's gone away, it's gone away. Dog, I miss my homie.
Come on.
Every single day.
Put your hands together.
Come on. Let's do it for Joseph. Rock for my homie, yo. Rock for my homie, yo. Rock till you can't no more. Let's do it for Joseph. Rock for my homie, yo. Rock till my homie, yo.
Rest in peace, Shotgun Joe. We love you.
Come on.
We'll be right back.
Y'all give it up for Cousin on the trombone, y'all. Woo!
What? The heartache make the crowd go. What? 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 The heartache make the crowd go.
You can run, but you can't hide from the truth. Mm-hmm.
Original music, y'all. Written by Mr. Terrell Baptiste, y'all. Where you at, Burger?
Do that to me right now. Come on, I said I ain't so T. We too hot.
We'll be right back. Live here at the Satchmo Fest, Hot 8 Brass Band, and this is WWOZ FM New Orleans 90.7 on your radio dial. The Hot 8 Brass Band, one of the hottest bands going around right now. Did you know? Well, and I'm talking to Ross, and Ross is not even here. Isn't that funny? But that's all right. They were at the grand opening for the Music Office Co-op event with Mayor Ray Nagin. They won the Big Easy Entertainment Award for the Best Contemporary Brass Band. And unfortunately, they lost one of the members of their band on August 3rd, and that was a shame. And then they released their brand new CD in February 2005, and it's called Rockin' with the Hot 8. And if you want to catch the Hot 8 Brass Band, they're over at the Hangar every Wednesday night at 10:30, and every Sunday night you can catch them at Patio 79. And yeah, he's talking about Sunday night right now, you know. Well, actually, they're going to be over at City Park tomorrow. So I tell you what, I'm really in love with these brass bands. I'm just, I can't tell you how much I love these brass bands right now. So it's just, it's so much fun. And let's go back to the stage instead of listening to me talk. Here we go with the Hot 8 Brass Band at WWOZ FM New Orleans 90.7 on your radio dial.
If you like the reggae music,
you like the reggae music,
say yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah. If you like the reggae music, say yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
We'll be right back.
reggae music. Say yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. If you like the reggae music, say yeah. If you like the reggae music. Reggae music, say yeah, oh yeah. If you like the reggae music, if you like the reggae music.
Take this time about right here to introduce the band to y'all. We gonna start from my far left. Over here on the trombone, we have Cousin, y'all. Y'all give it up for Cousin on the trombone, y'all. Woo! Woo! Next to him, we have the originator of the song before that y'all just heard, Mr. Terrell Baptiste, y'all, on the trumpet. Yeah, y'all give it up for Mr. Terrell Baptiste. Woo! To my right, y'all, we have Dr. Rackle, Mr. Raymond Williams, y'all. Give it up with Dr. Rackle. Yeah. To the right of him, on the slide trombone, y'all, we have Jerome, the Bay Beta musician. Bay Beta musician, y'all. Give it up for Mr. Jerome Jones, a.k.a. Bay Ray. To his right, on the tenor saxophone, y'all, we have Mr. Wendell Stewart. We're going to call him Cliff, y'all. Yeah.
What's
up? Y'all give it up for Cliff. Y'all give it up. We're going to move all the way to the back row, y'all. We're going to go to my bass drummer back here. I need y'all help. We call them Swamp Thing.
The Swamp Thing. The Swamp Thing. Swamp. Everybody say Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing. Woo!
Next, I'm gonna move all the way to the other end, y'all. We got the leader of the band on the sousaphone, the tuba, y'all, back here in the corner, Mr. Benny P. Y'all give it up for Mr. Benny P.
Tuba, looba, looba, looba.
Come on.
I said a tuba, looba, looba, looba. I said a tuba, looba, looba, looba. Let me hear you say tuba,
looba, looba, looba. Okay. Right here in the middle, y'all. Back here. The percussion is back here in the middle. I'm going to move out this way, y'all. Now give it up for Mr. Dinero Shavers. Let him do his thing.
Dinero!
Give it up for Dinero on the percussion, y'all. Last but certainly not least, right in the middle, we got the maestro of them all, Big Al.
Cooper.
Y'all give it up for Big Al on the trumpet. Yeah.
Together we make the Hot 8 Brass Band, y'all. You can check us out on the web. HotAbrassBand.com, y'all.
Good night.
We want to thank all y'all for checking us out. We are the Hot 8 Brass Band. Peace and love to everybody. Thank y'all.
Make sure y'all catch us tomorrow night at Patio 79, y'all. That's 7979 Earhart. Doors open for 8. Showtime start for 10. We got the Reverb, Stooges, and yours truly, the Hot 8 Brass Band.
Every Wednesday night, we're uptown 1511 South River, y'all, at the Hangar. Every Wednesday night, y'all. Come check us out.
WWOZ FM New Orleans, 90.7 FM on your radio dial right here in the Crescent City and online at WWOZ.org, where we are bringing you the sounds of the 5th annual Satchmo Summerfest. And what a Summerfest it is. We just heard the Hot 8 Brass Band set. And the Hot 8.
They're hot.
Yeah, they are hot.
They're hot. You know, I'm just crazy about them. I can't tell you how crazy I am about them. In fact, we were talking about where they came out of, the two different bands that they came out of.
The Looney Tunes.
The Looney
High
Tunes and the High Steppers. Okay, because Benny Pete started like the Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
And like I was saying, and I was talking to you, but you weren't here. they won the Big Easy Entertainment Award for the best contemporary brass band last year in April, and then on the 3rd of August last year, Joe was killed on North Robertson Street over there, and that was, you know.
And of course, we heard that song, Tribute to Joe's.
Yep, Looking for Joe, R.I.P. Joe, 1982, 2004. And then they released their CD in February 10th of 2005, you know, and it's just...
But just such a great sound from the Hot 8 Brass Band. I was talking earlier with one of the other engineers. We were talking about... They had the International Trombone Festival, and they had all these people that came from outer areas, and Mark Mullins and Craig Klein walked into the room. They just picked up trombones, and they started, you know, blowing these horns, and everyone just sort of turned and looked at them like they were like these aliens, but they were from New Orleans. And we were sitting around talking about it. We were saying, if these guys ever got out and saw the Hot 8 Brass Band and the Rebirth Brass Band...
They'd be blown away.
They'd be blown away. It's one of the things that we were talking about earlier, the influences on the Hot 8 Brass Band. Louis Armstrong is listed.
You see it right here in the biographies and who's their influences. You know, Louis Armstrong was the influence of Terrell, you know, and Harry Swamp Thing Cook. And, of course, Leroy Jones is a big... big influence on these guys too, and Tuba Fats, of course. You heard that last song, Tuba Luba, that was dedicated to Tuba Fats. And did you know that Tuba took Tanio from the New Birth over to Europe? You know, that's pretty cool.
No,
in fact,
I
he told me
know.
That. Well, you know what? There's so many. God, we could talk about.
We could talk about Hot 8.
I could talk about Hot 8 Rebirth and
Little Rascals coming up next.
Yeah, Little Rascals coming up next. In fact, I have the lineup, the personnel right here for Corey Henry's band. Corey Henry on trombone, Gregory Veals on trombone, William Smith on trumpet and vocals, DeJuan Scott on trumpet, vocals, and drums, James Durante on alto sax, Terrence Andrews on bass drum, Eldridge Andrews on snare drums and vocals, and Jeffrey Hills on tuba. are the Andrews? You think...
Brothers, yes.
You think, no, you think they're part of the Andrews family band?
It could be quite possible. I mean, if you think about the Nevilles, there's so many.
I know. And, you know, well, you know, James Andrews has the Andrews family band over there.
That's correct.
Right. So, but tomorrow, you know, we got a lot of good stuff happening, too. We got the Jazz Vipers at 2 p.m. We got Maurice Brown over at 3:45. And the Ellis Marcellus Quartet at 5:30.
Who is also playing with Jewel Brown tonight at the Maley Head Jackson Theater. It's going on to benefit the Dillard Jazz Foundation. That's going on tonight at the Maley Jackson Theater. Jewel Brown, who we were talking about earlier, that played with Louis Armstrong, kind of gave up the whole reins of ever going along with Duke Ellington and went along with Louis Armstrong instead.
Did you know that Duke Ellington originally didn't want Ella Fitzgerald? He
really
didn't think she was a hot enough singer. He just sort of like was going to pass on her.
Well, that's Duke.
Yeah, but I guess he rethought that, you know? So, absolutely. Well, you know, Tom Morgan and T.R. Johnson are standing by ready to throw us out of our chairs, but that's all right.
You might know Tom Morgan from, you know...
I might know him.
Yeah, you might know him from Jazz Roots that he does, the traditional jazz show.
Right, he has
a
terrific
show. And then also he does the New Orleans Music Show on Tuesdays.
And
then
T.R.
Johnson, who comes on right before you.
On 6 o'clock on Thursday morning.
Yeah, comes
and
on.
And what's your show now? Tell us again.
I'm on Saturday nights from midnight to 2 a.m. So as you're heading out to the clubs, or if you're just sitting at home enjoying a nice cold drink, you just kind of open up the windows, turn up your radio, and listen to me.
There you go. And I'm on Thursday mornings from 9 to 11 with my Trad Fusion show that I call. Well, it's kind of confusing sometimes as to what I'm doing, you know.
Well, you're combining all the elements that makes, you know, trad jazz that's been followed through for years. Kind of what we're seeing here today. We're seeing a lot of brass bands.
It's a transition.
Traditional sound.
Well, what I do is I start out early, you know, with what we started with, the traditional thing, and then, but what do you think influences this brass band music?
It's New Orleans roots music.
There you go. There it is in a nutshell. I think we've got a little Basin Street Blues coming up.
Yes, we got some Basin Street Blues, and it's possible that we might be moving to number one Basin Street in the near time.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So, here at the Satchmo Summerfest, we are bringing to you live right here on 90.7 FM. We're going to hear a little bit of Louis Armstrong and the Basin Street Blues on WWOZ FM New Orleans.